this week's AP Religion Roundup. Cambodia's famous temples face a slow comeback and new challenges since the pandemic. The Angkor Wat Temple Complex sprawls across 155 square miles, containing the ruins that are hundreds of years old. When it was designated a World Heritage Site in 1992, it was named a Living Heritage Site because the local population observed ancestral traditions that have disappeared elsewhere. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, the area saw more than 5 million visitors per year. During the pandemic, those numbers dropped to virtually zero. Today, visitors are measured in the hundreds of thousands.
I've noticed a big difference around the town of Siem Reap in general, actually. Places like Pub Street and stuff like that, it's a lot less lively.
Charlie Georgiou is a British expatriate who works in Phnom Penh. He relishes the peace in the world's largest religious monument.
Visiting here, Angkor Wat, today is super quiet, but I prefer it, you know? It's better.
There are some new challenges facing the historic temples. Long Kosal, a local government official, says YouTubers are vexing the temple's monkey population for clicks.
This is the problem for us. We need to find solid reasons in which we can use against them and to prevent them not to make content by abusing the monkey.
The local government is also in the process of relocating families who moved into the temple area. That makes groups like Amnesty International concerned over possible human rights abuses. But authorities say they're doing nothing more than protecting the heritage land from illegal squatters.
They had a clear source of income at the time, tourism, but also other sources of income linked to the location of Angkor.
Amnesty's Monse Ferrer says they're concerned about those forcibly moved far away from the commerce centers they rely on.
They're now at least 30 minutes away from the site and can no longer access those sources of income.
According to the Cambodian government, an increase in visitor numbers is expected in 2024 and in future years, with around 500,000 visitors counted so far this year. I'm Walter Ratliff.